Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Eva Vore Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game. PE.
If man is the father of the sun, is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, line of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis? Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well, I bet on ice. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O
in my
ears.
It might feel good, it might sound a
little something, but damn the game, if it don't matter. Hey, how's it going out there? This is EPO 4 Radio. Hope everyone's having a good night. We've had a couple shows in the past here where it's just kind of been a really just a mess. And I decided tonight he would not be drinking or smoking or anything like that on the show tonight. Just talk about a few things. Nothing particularly serious, but just trying to hold a real conversation and just run through a few things. My co-host, who moved out of town, is no longer on the same time zone, so the show will be hosted for now by myself. And anyone who's listened before, know me as Bladed Razor. And again, it's a long story, but that name is really a joke. So don't take it too seriously. But anyway, I hope that song in the background isn't too loud. I lowered it a bit so I can kind of talk over it just so it plays out for the intro. And let's see. So the first thing actually that I did want to talk about is a movie. I don't know about anyone else out there, but I'm actually a big Rob Zombie fan. I Devil Three Deck House of a Thousand Corpses. And sorry, I had to check something. And he has a new movie coming out in 2016 that not a lot of people really have heard a lot about. He was actually a fan, he was on fanback.com. It's like another one of those, if you don't know, another one of those Indiegogo Kickstarter type websites. And you know, you can get signed merchandise, different things like that if you contributed to the cost of making the movie. So I actually last week received my 31 poster signed by Rob Zombie, which is now in the studio, which I was very excited about receiving. And anyway, I'm going to read straight off of IMDb. Probably the best way to really describe the movie is I've talked to other people about it, and trying to describe it just wasn't working. I read about it a while ago, before they started shooting. Shooting is now completed. They're editing the movie. So here we go. 5 people are kidnapped on the days leading up to Halloween and held hostage in a place called Murder World. While trapped, they must play a violent game called 31 where their mission is to survive 12 hours against a gang of evil clowns. Now, just reading that or hearing that to some people may sound a little ridiculous. But if you're familiar with Rob Zombie's work, I guarantee you it is going to be dark, gory, exciting, and just plain old fucking awesome. If you look up online, you could find some of the some pictures from the set, and some artwork that was done showing some of the different clowns. And it seems really cool. A lot of the movie... sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. The movie kind of reminds me of a bunch of other movies I won't really get into. But knowing Rob Zombie and his style of shooting and directing, I'm pretty sure it's going to be good. So I'm really excited about that. Just wanted to let everyone know, you can call in at 845-277-9223. We could talk about that. We could talk about any bringing up, and anything that you want to talk about is fine as well. I wanted to also, as it was a big part of this last weekend, discuss a little bit of UFC. Ronda Rousey. If you haven't seen the fight yet, you probably already heard about it. So I'll just say this. If you are listening right now and you haven't seen the fight yet, you should shut it off right now because I don't want to ruin it. All right, so that pause is basically giving you the opportunity to shut it off. Anyway, now I haven't been a huge fan of Ronda Rousey. I'm not a big fan of all the talking she does. In the fight game, I understand obviously a big part of it is the trash talking and being confident. And I fully understand that. But sometimes I feel like she has this like extra kind of arrogance to her that's a little bit above and beyond of what I personally enjoy out of a fighter. I also feel like that angry face she makes as she walks down to the cage in is kind of fake, just to me personally. I think there's a big difference between walking down focused and ready to go and then walking down almost in an act. And trying to portray this mean, angry demeanor, it just doesn't seem very natural to me. So anyway, those are things I don't like about her. But at the end of the day, just like I don't like Kobe Bryant, but you can't deny his skill, Ronda Rousey is extremely, extremely skilled, and she's very entertaining. She's very exciting to watch. And I also found it a little bit interesting, just to go off on a little tangent here, how some people were complaining about wasting $60 to watch a fight for 34 seconds. You know, just like with the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, when people were saying they wasted $100 to watch a dance. Now, the difference is, in MMA, when you buy an MMA card, you're getting not only the prelims, which you don't have to pay for, which is anywhere between 4 to 6 fights right there. So you already are basically getting more fights than you would paying $100 for the Mayweather fight. And then on the main card, you're usually getting anywhere between 6 to, if you're lucky, maybe 8 fights. Granted, fights 7 and 8 are usually going to be replays of the prelims that you may have already seen. So on the low end, let's say 6 fights. Maybe 5 fights on the main card. So total, you're getting about 8 to 9 fights. So people who complained about buying it and only seeing that title fight for 34 seconds, there's no reason to complain. There were plenty of good fights. Shogun, the Nogueira brothers fought. Neil Magny fought on the undercard. Stefan Struve. I mean, there were so many good fights. So there's no reason to complain about paying the $60. Besides the fact that if I'm going to see a 34-second fight, to see a knockout, to me it's worth it right there, even just to watch the one fight. But anyway, back to my original point here. Ronda Rousey continues to show that she is so highly skilled. She is just on a completely other level than any other fighter in the world, women fighter in the world. And it's interesting because Correa was coming in as somebody who is going to stand up and completely outstrike Ronda, and potentially having the power to knock her out, which clearly we saw. Not only did she have, or not only did she not have the ability to stand with her, but on the one factor of power that people thought Correa had the advantage over Ronda was clearly not even an issue. She completely outpowered her. She outstruck her. Granted, it was only 34 seconds, but when you watch those 34 seconds, from the second they started throwing, you saw Correa on her heels. She was backing up, backing up. And the punch that knocked Correa out didn't even really look like it wasn't a haymaker. It wasn't like a power. You know, it was, don't get me wrong, it was a nice shot. But it was a pretty standard, if I remember correctly, right hook against the cage that just flattened her. So that was very impressive to see, especially with all the doubters and everybody saying this was the fight. This was the fighter, I should say, that was going to be able to come in and handle Ronda. And that clearly did not happen. Look, it's looking like now she'll be fighting Misha Tate for the third fight, for the third time, I should say, which ultimately is really leading up to a potential Ronda versus Cyborg fight. And it's also really interesting to me how with all the good fights, and I mean legendary fighters, like Shogun and the Nogueira brothers on that card, how they were basically an afterthought. I'm all up for the hype, you know, surrounding Ronda. I think it's great for the sport. And I think for the most part, she's a pretty good representation of the UFC and the fight game. And I think that's great. But it's just interesting to me because being someone who has been watching MMA, UFC, Pride, Strikeforce, Affliction, WC, I mean, it goes on and on, for a really long time. Obviously, some of those organizations have come out recently. Some of them are no longer with us, but it's interesting to see a lot of the new MMA fans and how they react to certain fights, how they react to certain fighters. Not to sound like the old guy talking about back in my day kind of bullshit, but yeah, it's just interesting to me. I was very excited for the Ronda fight. but I was more excited for some of the other fights on the card. A perfect example is a guy like Robbie Lawler on the McGregor card, where the Robbie Lawler fight was basically an afterthought. And Robbie Lawler, who's been around for a long time, is, to a new MMA fan, is, you know, just potentially just looked at as a new guy, a new champ. He's been around for a long time. He, he'll talk a little bit of smack before each fight, nothing too crazy. But that's the kind of champion I like. He's fairly quiet for the most part. He comes in, does his thing, and goes home. And I like that. I like that a lot more than the McGregors. Yeah, listen, it's entertaining to watch a guy like McGregor talking shit, you know, doing his little shit in the ring, and, you know, it's definitely entertaining. But I'm not really into all that. I enjoy it as much as the next guy. But, there's only so much of that I can really take. Feel free to give a call if you wanted to give some input on the fight. That's 845-277-9223. And just on a side note, I met and got a chance to talk to and hang out briefly with Hannibal Buress this weekend. And just for anyone out there who's a fan of his or even not a fan of his, at least to me, it's always interesting with a celebrity, an actor, a comedian, a fighter, whoever, when you actually get an opportunity to meet them and, other than just like a hi, to actually have a real conversation. It's always interesting to me to see how some of these people are, you know, what they're like in real life. And I just wanted to say, Hannibal Buress was super cool. He is a great fucking dude. A lot of times I feel like when you meet people like that, you kind of get that feeling like they're unapproachable, or, you know, they don't have time to have a quick conversation with you or whatever. But he was really cool. He took some time, you know, he looked me in the eyes when we were talking. I know that sounds like we had a special moment, but that's not what I'm talking about. But yeah, he was cool. He was nice. He was funny. And yeah, so it was cool. I liked it. I had a good time. I also wanted to say another thing. Real quick, I don't want to get into this too much, but this whole lion murder situation. A lot of people have been posting about it and talking about it, and people are, you know, up in arms about it. I agree, it's really fucked up. The thing that bothers me, though, is that anytime people want to start talking about something that happens, that or any other example, there's always the group of people who come out and say, oh, well, everybody cares about the lion now. Well, you know, people are starving in this place or that place. I don't want to say anything specific because I don't want to insult anybody or offend anyone or whatever. Or people are getting killed over here or over there. That is terrible. Those are really important things to get involved in as well. But you can always, in any situation in life, you can always find something worse. Or for, you know, someone's having a bad day. What happened? They had a terrible day at work and they're complaining and whining about it. And, you know, they'll be talking to their friend about how their boss got in their ass and he was being an asshole. And then their friend will say something like, oh, well, you know, there are people dying and wherever. And it's like, listen, we understand that. There are terrible things going on in the world. But you can't take away from somebody in the moment, whether it's something frustrating or something bad, you know, as minor as it is that goes on, people are allowed to feel upset about things. It doesn't have to always be about starving children around the world. It doesn't always have to be about, you know, people killing each other in the Middle East. Or it doesn't always have to be that. Everybody is allowed and entitled to be upset or, you know, get on social media and talk about the lion getting murdered. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone's allowed to talk about what they want to talk about. There's always going to be something in life that is worse than whatever one person is going through. People are dying of diseases. It's terrible. It really is terrible. But you got to let people have their own feelings about whatever they want to have their feelings about. Because we can sit here all day long and picking out something worse that happened to somebody else that they know. Yeah, does it get a little frustrating sometimes? Of course. I'm not big on the social media thing. I'm not big on complaining and whining on it. But some people are, and that's their fucking prerogative, if that's what they want to do. And yes, does it get frustrating sometimes to see how up in arms people are about, let's say, again, using the same example of this lion getting killed? Yeah, to a point. Because, yes, there are tons of more important things going on in the world. But you'll see in a couple weeks, people move on to the next thing, you know? At one point it was Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner or whatever. There's always going to be something else. There's always going to be something more important than whatever everybody else is talking about. So let's chill. Let's just chill about it. Let's let people complain about what they want to complain about. And you don't like it, whatever. So that's that. And again, real quick, the call-in number is 845-277-9223. We have about 7 minutes left. I want to talk about something really exciting for me, and I'm sure for a lot of you out there, is the NFL season is coming, and it's coming quick. Normally, after every season, I am all in to NFL Network watching, and I feel like when I do that, it takes so long for the offseason. This year, I decided I was going to stay out of it. I wasn't going to watch SportsCenter. I wasn't going to watch NFL Network. I was just going to chill on it, and it's pretty crazy because I feel like the season just ended, and now I feel like the season is just about to start. So that's that. But yeah, so that's cool, and fantasy's coming up. I think this year is going to be insane when it comes to fantasy. There's so many players. Last season, you know, even rookies who had great seasons, which kind of puts a target on a lot of rookies this year, but then again, it's still kind of a gamble. You never know with a rookie. It's going to be really interesting. I think this is going to be a super exciting season of fantasy, and even for leagues of 12, 14, 16 teams, I think almost every single team is going to be pretty solid. No matter what league you're in, no matter what pick you have, and almost no matter how many teams are in the league, there's so many good position players this year, and it's going to be exciting. So that's that. Sorry, I'm trying to think of what other things I wanted to bring up. I think that's going to be it. What we're going to do is this. We're going to go ahead and play out another song. If you are listening while the song is playing, feel free to give a call, and I'll turn off the closeout song, and we can talk till it ends. So thank you for listening. For now, this is Eve of War Radio, and you're talking to the Bladed Razor. And it looks like we're having some technical difficulties, and the song is not playing because I don't know why. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and end the episode. Good night, everyone. Stay classy.